Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager from FogCityPsychic.com. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Now, you are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show, especially now as we're settling into the transformative energy of the new year. It's important to acknowledge that we are all connected and that time and distance are no barrier to energy. This is a year of transition, of transformation, and the energy of change is all around us. It's undeniable. My guest on today's show is transformation goddess Shan Vanderleek. She's an author, coach, and much more. We're going to be talking about navigating transition. How do we move through change with grace and joy and keep our balance as we do so? You are welcome to join our conversation, to share your stories of transitions, your comments on Shan and her work at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you are listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, you can also put your comments in the instant feedback box. That's on the upper right-hand part of the page there. Now, I'll bring Shan on the air in just a minute. But first, please do check out FogCityPsychic.com. You can get the latest on upcoming classes, on radio show events, on all kinds of things. And if you're interested in booking a private session with me, please don't hesitate to get in touch. I would love to use my intuitive abilities to help you move forward in this new year, in this time of change, with more clarity and confidence. The next Out of the Fog Salon is on February 23rd. Isn't that way too far in the future to be talking about today? No, not really. The Out of the Fog Salons have been selling out, and that February 23rd gathering is more than half full. So if that resonates with you, I'd love for you to have a shot at getting in. If you want to be part of the online gallery reading where everyone gets a reading and they have a blast in the process, you can check it out at FogCityPsychic.com. And there are a couple new things on the website. One is that I'm now on YouTube. I don't know how I feel about it, but I am now on YouTube. I've got a guided meditation up there at YouTube.com/FogCityPsychic. And I'd like to add more so that we can get a series of free resources going for people who are maybe looking for a little meditation break in their day, looking for something to help bring them back to center, something to help them shift their perspective in the middle of their busy day. Let me know what you think of what's up there now. I would appreciate your comments, and I'll use that information. Pardon me. I'll use that information to figure out what to do next. Time to take a drink of radio tea. And if you're finding that 2 hours a week of Out of the Fog isn't enough, there's also a little cafe press shop up on the site, and you can indulge yourself just with a mug that's just like mine that I put my radio tea in. There's t-shirts, all kinds of pith stuff with pithy sayings. It's all at cafepress.com/out of the fog. What got this started was that people kept asking me if I had, you know, magnets or mugs or something that said a little more light is always a good thing. And so now I do. 10% of anything I make from that goes to Heifer International. They make lasting change, positive change in the lives of families all over the world. And I'm proud to support them through that little shop. So go play in the shop. Now, let's get to Shan Vanderleek. She is a successful television advertising sales maven turned international transformation goddess, yogini, and she's the author of Life on Your Terms, The Support You Need to Follow Your Passion from Inspirational Entrepreneurs. And she's co-author of Embracing Your Authentic Self, A Juicy, Joyful Life, and Wake Up Women, Be Happy, Healthy, and Wealthy. She is unconventional and delightfully curious. And that's not just like advertising comedy. She is unconventional and delightfully curious. She's a wildly sought-after transition coach. She inspires powerful women in transition to get focused now, to follow their passion, and to create more balance in their lives. Shan is the founder of True Balance International. She's the co-founder of Anxiety Slayer. She is a certified coach. She's a certified yoga instructor. And she invites you to step on the gas, and I'm assuming we mean accelerator, step on the gas and accelerate your life on your terms. You can find out more about Shan and her work at shanvanderleek.com. That's S-H-A-N-N. VanderLeek.com. Shan, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you are unconventional and delightfully curious, right?
I certainly am.
And you're wildly sought after. All those things are true. Part of what I think, at least to me, makes you such a wonderful force for change and for good in the world is your passion about what you're doing and why you're doing it. So for people who are meeting you for the first time today, can you say a little bit about what you do and how you got to this place on your spiritual journey?
I sure can. Thank you for asking. Not very long ago, just a little over 5 years ago, I made one of the most important decisions in my lifetime, and that was the having the courage to choose to move on from corporate America and start my own business. I was just in that space of feeling very much like I was dancing in a cage for a paycheck and wasn't certain of how in the world I could continue moving forward in my life without making a difference in the world. And finally, the discomfort got to be great enough, thanks to a change in management, and I am very grateful to the change, that that I moved on. And it's really important to know that these significant transitions, whether they're life transitions or career transitions, are a natural part of our lives. And I wanted to make it easier for others to move through this significant change. And so one of the things that I do is coach people through the process of the four stages of transition to make it a little bit easier for them on their journey of reinvention, because it's not, you know, it's not necessarily a graceful ride, especially in the beginning. So I'd like to bring more ease and grace to that transformational process.
And you do that with humor and with support. Support seems to me to be a hugely important piece of this as we go through transition, right?
Mm-hmm. No question. Because you're not alone, and so often we feel like we are. I felt like I was the very first corporate executive that ever became unhappy in my role and wanted to leave. It was suffocating. It felt so... I was so out of sorts because it was nothing like anything I'd ever experienced before. And as soon as you start to look out on the horizon and realize, oh, there have been people who have gone before me. Mm-hmm. There are actually professionals that help you look at this stuff and and work through it. And, oh, anyway, it's important. It's important no matter what we're going through that we ask for support.
Well, and part of that, at least in my experience, part of the very first step for any change is to get some awareness and kind of look inward. And if I feel like we're all supported by Source, we're all, right, we all have access to energetic support, but then also finding someone to support you, whether that's a coach, it could be your friend or your sister or someone to talk to. A lot of times people who find themselves, especially if you find yourself thrust into change and maybe that's not what you necessarily would have chosen for yourself at that time, there's a sense that you have to kind of, you know, get over it and buck up and pull yourself up by your bootstraps and do it all alone. And it's difficult to go through this by yourself.
It is, and it's just not necessary. So if you are listening and you are experiencing a significant career change, either based on your wishes or based on a significant surprise from your employer, know that there are lots of different places that you can go for support and inspiration, and that you will come out the other side, and that you're just right now experiencing that first phase of transition, which is pain and discomfort.
Right. Can you say a little bit about that first stage? What that feels like to people, and what are some of the things they can expect? How do you know you're in that stage, besides the obvious pain and suffering?
Well, in the beginning, it's very much that intuitive feeling that something's happening, that a change is coming. You might not even have any idea of what it is at first. But generally, if we're tuned in, we know something's going on. And you might not really know what to do about it. And you might be in a position where you're kind of fighting it and pushing whatever it is away, or trying to get logical about why you're feeling the way you are or what you're experiencing. And the longer you fight this, the longer you stay in that stage. So this is a time when we're maybe frightened, confused. We might be prone to worry more than we normally do. We're not ourselves. And so if you're in that stage, you can pretty much, it's pretty easy to spot from anybody who loves you or anyone that you share time with. And then, and certainly if you're paying attention to yourself, if you're not numbing yourself out or bumping around from one role to the next without allowing yourself to really inspect what's going on.
Right. And that's not a great place to be in as you're making decisions about how to move forward, I would think, because you're not thinking terribly clearly.
Not at all. This is a time when you want to stick with your routines. We don't want to call on any willpower or make any big changes or resolutions or anything that is going to call up more energy than what we have already. Actually, it's a good time to let go and to whittle down the calendar if you can. This is when we have to be extraordinarily nurturing with ourselves and every single day. Mm-hmm. And I recommend that people create what I call luscious daily habits, or a luscious list. Ooh. So that they can drink their radio tea, or they can take... You know, really, I'm talking about the little things, fresh cut flowers, sunsets, right, sunrises, laughter, all of the things that all too often we take for granted. These are the things that we really need to make sure enter our environment and our experience while we're in this uncomfortable place.
Well, when we come back after this break, we'll talk a little bit more about our luscious living list. I'm Karen Hager on Out of the Fog, and we'll be right back after this.
In each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Transformation Goddess, Shan Vanderleek, and we are talking about transition. I love the song that Chris brought us in with. We've been talking about the pain and suffering part of transition, and we brought back in with feeling good. So Shan, as we're in that, as we're going through transition, as we're in that pain and suffering stage, what are some of the things that we can do so that we can move toward feeling good?
The very first thing that I recommend is creating a luscious list. And it's just start with 10 things that you can think of that make you feel good, that nurture you, that are easy and fun. This isn't rocket science. This is simple things like creating a gratitude journal, preparing a healthy meal, playing with your children, taking a walk on a woodland path, just whatever speaks to you. And for me, I like to have fresh-cut flowers around, and I love beautiful things, so I might take myself to the museum or to an art show. I love to take pictures, things like that. What makes your luscious list so that you can kind of balance out some of that discomfort by focusing on the things that bring you joy?
When I moved away to college, my mom made me a list called The Things to Do When You Are Blue. And I kept that list the whole 4 years I was in college because just looking at it made me feel better. And it was, you know what I mean? It was things like, you know, go outside and look for a pretty leaf, or it was little things like that. And it meant so much to me to have that, you know, during a time of, that was a time of tremendous change in my life, right? I'm moving away from home. And to have that there as a reminder that I could seek beauty and joy and good things no matter what else was going on was so wonderful. So I love your idea of the list.
It really does work, and it's perfect to display on your desk or on your refrigerator or in the bathroom or wherever to remind yourself, just like the list that your mom shared with you, that these are things that you can do very easily to infuse a little bit of joy into what might be a gloomy situation.
And I think it reminds us to to treat ourselves with love and gentleness, depending on the nature of the change. At least this has been true in my life. I enjoy beating myself up for, you know, for fun and profit. And so no matter how the change comes in, you may be passing some harsh judgments on yourself, spending some time passing judgments on other people, and treating yourself with love, allowing yourself to be around beauty, to do something to remind yourself that you love yourself, you have fun. So as the pain and as we move through that stage, what does that lead to naturally? What's the next step?
The next step is introspection. And again, we're still nurturing ourselves, but now we're going more internal. And this is caveman or cavewoman time for sure. This is when we really protect ourselves from the world at large, withdraw, and find some safe and private emotional space. And this is an important time to be mindful of the inner critic, to be mindful of the voice as well. I remember one of the things that would go through my mind was, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? You know, how can I not be happy with what I'm doing? I have this great job and this great position and, you know, can do it with my eyes closed, da-da-da-da-da. And what I realized later is there's nothing wrong with me. If anything, I was growing and changing. And what do we know about that? There's some discomfort. So that leads you to this introspective place. This is when we're seeking and questioning. This is when oftentimes, for the first time in a person's life, spirituality will come in if they haven't been a spiritual being before, or excuse me, if they weren't aware of it. Mm-hmm. And can be an incredibly emotional time. I'm so thankful to my family and friends for putting up with the emotional goddess that was Shan for a long period of time. The roller coaster of emotions. So that's normal, though. Again, it's a normal place to be when you're a little bit out of control. So this is when I recommend journaling, getting your thoughts down on paper. And I mentioned earlier a gratitude journal or a joy journal or whatever you want to call it. But to allow yourself to get in tune with the goodness in your life, but also to dump the junk. If there's anything that's there that's driving you crazy, get it out on paper. And it's one of the things that I love so much about being a part of facilitating the Artist's Way is the morning pages, 3 pages a day you commit to, and you just dump everything. You know, it's a brain dump. Whatever is flying through your mind comes out on the page, and then you leave it be.
Wow.
Yeah, good stuff. This is, again, more time for walking on the beach, hiking, allowing yourself maybe an invigorating swim, depending on where you live. In Michigan, that wouldn't be such a good idea right now.
It'd be very invigorating, wouldn't it? It'd be almost fatal. It would be so invigorating.
Right. And that would be the end of that transition. On to the next one.
That's right.
So this is really when we begin healing. We're healing by nurturing our mind, body, and soul. And that leads us to the next stage.
And as we're moving through these stages, these don't have, it's not like, oh, I'm in the pain and suffering stage. I have 35 minutes to do that. I'm in the introspection stage. I have 35 minutes for that. The time, it varies, doesn't it, for different people?
It really does, and what I do through my coaching work is we'll start with a 90-day navigating through transition process, and in that process, well, let's put it this way. I haven't worked with anybody yet who hasn't gone through the stages in that time because now they're aware of them. Now they know what to do. So we do the work together and at the outside of 90 days, but you have to be ready. I waited for probably an extra year, an extra year of combat pay before I finally took the courage and made my leap. Everybody's in a different place, but in 90 days you can certainly make a big change.
Wow. And I guess you have to strike that balance. Well, so much of your work is about balance, but you have to strike that balance between maybe wanting to wallow in the pain and suffering for a while longer because it sort of gives you that excuse to that you don't have to move on, right? Because
right.
I'm so busy with the pain and suffering, I'll just lie in bed and watch episode after episode of Hoarders or whatever it is, you know. And so
nice.
Keep that's an example I got from this book that has nothing to do with my personal life. But to keep that balance, I mean, that's again where support is important, whether you're working with a coach, whether you're working with talking with a with family or friends, so that somebody can say, wow, I see this getting a little bit out of balance here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and again, as soon as we become aware of something or a process or whatever it may be from whomever, you can't go backwards. Once you're aware, you're aware.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing about awareness, isn't it? That, okay, now that I know this is going on, and boy, it has been going on a little bit longer than I would like, and it's time for me to do something about that.
Right.
And what does that look like? And that's when we're in making friends with our fears and using fear as a signpost or a roadmap to tell us, okay, this is exactly what you must do next. You have to face this next in order to get to where you want to go. It's okay. You can do this. And here's how. And this is what that looks like. So it's not that we expect anybody to roll out of bed and have it all figured out. But to be able to share time with people who've been there before you and to just be heard and supported is huge.
Yeah. And it also, I'm remembering what you said about thinking you were the only person, or the only executive who'd ever been unhappy and had gone off on her own. There, it can be rather isolating because you do feel like you're the only one. And so hearing those stories and sharing that is a really powerful way to help yourself understand that you aren't alone in that. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Shan Vanderleek, and we're talking about navigating transition. You can find out more about Shan and her work at shanvanderleek.com. That's S-H-A-N-N vanderleek.com. We'll be right back after this. Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit annwithanetaylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my special guest today is transformational goddess, coach, author, speaker, Shan Vanderleek. And we're talking today about navigating through transition, keeping our balance as we move through change. So, Shan, we've been talking about the four stages of transition. We talked about how things can start out sometimes from a place of pain and suffering, and as we move through that into introspection, when we can let ourselves begin to look within, to take care of ourselves, and kind of get information from what I would call our higher guidance. And what's the next stage? How do we move forward from there?
The next stage is exploration, and just because I am a curious creature, this was really fun, and I love to stay in the exploratory stage, sometimes too long. And this is when we're starting to feel like we have some direction, that we have a better handle on what's changing for us and what it's all about. So we're no longer in that fear of the unknown place. And this is when we realize, okay, bring it. I can give birth to this new change, whatever it is. Fun place to be. We're optimistic, we're confident, we're open-minded, and in that place of discovering what's next.
Mm-hmm. And that can be a very, it sounds exciting. It sounds like it's all possibility, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's possibility thinking. It's exploring new relationships and connections. This is when people start, you'll hear them often go back to school or earn additional certifications or new educational degrees. This is the time when hopefully most of us will experiment with something that we've always wanted to do but we never made time to do. Mm-hmm. And we come to that place and we understand that we can be the very best wives, mothers, sisters, daughters, professionals, people on the planet when we're doing things that we love.
What's something that helps people keep the enthusiasm of the exploration stage and not shut themselves down? A lot of times I think people will explore, they'll see possibilities, and then they'll think, no, I couldn't possibly do that. How can we keep balance and sort of common sense, but also allow ourselves to reach for those farther goals?
Well, I think that everything begins with incremental movement. And if we can just take one step, if we can just sample one class, if we can allow ourselves to be more of an experimenter versus I'm going to make this huge commitment that's going to blow my mind, and oh my gosh, what have I done?
Right.
So this is really dabbling. This is experimenting. This is kind of, I'm picturing right now a bee traveling from flower to flower, and then you land on that particular flower, that particular area that is of interest to you, and you go for it, and you get that training, or you get the degree, or you do your thing, and it's okay if this is something that you're doing on the side. You can feed your heart and soul on the side while you're doing something else that might not light you up as much, but allows you to straddle those two worlds until you can take the leap if that's what you wish to do.
Wow. And that moves us, takes us into the last stage of transition. But just being at the last stage probably doesn't mean that the change is over, does it?
No, it's really it's the beginning. This is, the vision is clear and you are in the flow. You are optimistic. Things are changing very quickly. It's very much like what you've seen in your life in the last year and all of the wonderful things that you've added to your business. It's just, wow, synchronicity, right?
Yeah.
And this is when we are allowed to just be in the flow of the moment and to soak up the new discoveries and ride the wave, right? Just go for it, because it doesn't last forever. I'd love to tell you that it does, but it doesn't.
Wait, it's not going to last forever? Oh, okay.
You call that
last stage celebration, and I love the energy around that of not just being in the flow, but of saying thank you for the flow, of celebrating the flow, and of maybe continuing the connections that you made in all the other stages, so that maybe when the party's over a little bit, when you run out of chips and salsa, when the fun dies down, you still have those networks there as you move forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's easier to identify the next time around too. And again, it's not to say that you're not going to be enjoying the celebration stage for a good long time to come. It's just that we know that transitions and transitional stages are definitely cyclic in nature. Mm-hmm. So the very best thing that our listeners can do right now is ask themselves, what stage of transition am I in? You know, am I in right now? What am I experiencing right now? And then, based on this brief conversation, what have you learned you can do for yourself to honor the stage that you're experiencing?
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking that I love your method because you don't just jump through them. Pain and suffering, that's no good. Knock that out of there. Okay, introspection, yeah, okay, you got 30 seconds. Okay, let's go on. You really advocate people taking their time. I think so often now because we're bombarded with information, because we feel like we have to make choices right away, we got to jump, we don't take the time to honor the process behind almost anything, really. And so I love how you encourage people to really take their time.
It's really important. It's the only way that we can get that clarity that we need to know which direction to move in. Mm-hmm. You can save yourself a lot of grief by allowing the process to unfold and figuring out what kind of support you do need to allow that transition to happen.
I know that a lot of your work is around women and helping women. You wrote a great book called Life on Your Terms, which I love. And I know a lot of your work is around helping women engage with life on their terms, discover balance, discover to be able to follow their passion. And I wanted to ask you how, if you can share maybe how we can align with our power as women to make change and make lasting change, and to get through difficult times. I think a lot, we get sidetracked a lot trying to make changes for everybody else and making sure everyone else is happy with their changes.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we align with our own power to make changes in our lives?
Oh, I have so much to say about that. That's an entirely, that's five more shows.
Hooray, five more shows.
I think, I think it begins by understanding that women crave a sacred space for these luscious moments of self-care to balance out all the loving energy that we generously give to others. And we simply must not continue moving down the road with our well-being dry. We can't do it. We're born to be lovingly adored. We represent divine feminine energy. And yes, we work hard and we run a household and we care for our friends and families and we wrestle with all of these things, self-care, putting everybody else first. But the time is now to discover and to open yourself up to deserving and to understanding that more of your womanly experience should be informed and illustrated by creativity and spirituality and femininity and your true goddess nature.
Mm. What do you mean when you say your goddess nature?
Mm.
Another 5 more shows? We're up to 10 shows
now. Yeah, well, it's just, I think that from my own experience, and I can only speak from my own experience, I spent a lot of my life being the woman in the room with more brass than any of the men, if you get my drift.
I do.
And only with time and wisdom comes the understanding that, wow, I am a divine goddess. I am a woman. I don't need to pretend to be a man. I don't need to put masculine energy out there in order to do what I wish to do or create what I wish to create. And I love men and I love masculine energy, but I'm a woman. And so I want to learn how to liberate my inner goddess and allow for more grace and connection and heavenly abundance and collaboration and all of the things that come from that divine feminine side, to teach and practice the knowing that I'm enough and you're enough and that you matter and that we're loved and, you know, all of these wonderful nurturing parts of our goddess self that may have been silenced.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. Wow, we'll have to do 10 more shows, but right now it's time to go to break. You are listening to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm talking with Shan Vanderleek, who is a coach, an author, so much more. Find out more about her and her work at shanvanderleek.com. We'll be right back after this.
Are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Shan Vanderleek. She's an author, a coach. She's a transformation goddess. She specializes in helping people navigate through transition, keeping their balance, and pretty much all their sanity in the process. Shan, there are so many good resources on your website, and I know that you've got a great PDF of that talks about these four stages of transition we've been looking at. How can people get a hold of that?
They can visit shanvanderleek.com, and then in the upper right-hand corner, just sign up for my monthly newsletter, and you'll immediately receive Navigating the Four Stages of Transition.
And that's wonderful. That has places for you to write your questions, your reflections. One of the things I like about the materials that Shan puts out is that she always, pardon me, she always seems to ask the right question at the right time. And so one of the great things about this free PDF that she's offering, there are some good questions in there and a space for you to write down what comes up for you as you look at those questions. Now, you also offer a lot of other resources for people who are going through transition, who'd like to find out more about ways that they can make lasting change in their life. What have you got going on?
Well, I think another site that we should make your listeners aware of is lifeonyourtermsbook.net. That site was originally created to promote the book itself, but now it's become a blog and a place where I offer transition teleclasses as well as group coaching offerings. And I do have a great group coaching offering coming up in February. So on February 15th, we have a wonderful class called Navigating Through Transition Group Coaching. And if you visit lifeinyourtermsbook.net, you'll see that offering and you can read all about it there. It includes workbooks and group coaching, live sessions and audios and a complete package to help you transition with grace and ease.
Wow. A lot of people in the last couple of years have found themselves maybe thrust into change when they weren't expecting it. Just from all the people who you talk with every day, and I know you're speaking and writing and you're out there in the world, is it your feeling that we have more of this kind of thing to look forward to in the coming year? I'm not asking you for a psychic prediction, but maybe more your feeling about where we're going with this and what are we meant to do with all this change?
I think that we're meant to take action. I know we were goofing around earlier when we were off air and I was saying, action stations, action stations.
Yep.
But I really feel like that's the energy for 2012. That if you do have something that is, if you're passionate about something that you keep putting off, this is the time to explore it. this is the time to go after it. And so I really see 2012 as this great opportunity for significant change, broad sweeping change, and some of it by choice and some of it maybe not so much by choice. But sometimes those things that happen that we don't choose are the best things that could possibly happen for us. So this is a matter of making sure that you look for support, making sure that you know that no matter what happens, you're not alone, and that there are all kinds of informational products, processes, people on the planet that are going to be available to you if you're just open to that.
Yeah. And I want to go back and draw a big underline under what you said about how sometimes the things that seem to happen to us, the changes that seem to be thrust upon us, sometimes those have the greatest gifts, and we always have the choice to accept the gift, to look into the possibilities, or to turn our back and walk away. And that's completely up to us. Right?
It really is. It really is.
Yeah. And making those choices, I think, with some of the tools that you've given us today, some of the awareness, making those choices in an informed way and with a lot of connection and integrity, that's what leads us maybe to the lasting change. You also have a great site called Anxiety Slayer, and you're co-creator of that site. I've found that to be unbelievably useful. Can you say a little bit about that and why it is so great?
I would love to. AnxietySlayer.com is the site, and my partner Ananga and I have been working on this now for, I guess it's been 2 years, and we wanted to make sure that our listeners and following had as much information as possible, as many tools and guided meditations and anything possible to combat anxiety. Anxiety's on the rise with so much change. There's a lot of that fear-based thinking flying around. So Ananga and I have come together to create all kinds of products, and a lot of them are free. We just celebrated our 100th podcast on iTunes.
Wow.
And yeah, and we're just enjoying this so much. As a matter of fact, we have we're doing an interview-style podcast at least once a month now to also go with our regular anxiety podcast. But we go through breathing techniques, and we have interviews about anxiety, and this week we'll be talking about how to tackle anxiety in the morning, because so many people have issues in the morning with anxiety. We have conversations about Ayurveda, about emotional freedom technique, coaching. It's a great place to come and play.
I welcome
all of your listeners to visit us there as well at anxietyslayer.com.
That's a wonderful resource, and one of the things that we didn't really get to talk to is that, of course, change can breed anxiety, because knowing what's going to come next often can create anxiety. So being able to get a handle on that, get some support with that, is a big deal too. Chan, thank you so much for being on Out of the Fog today. We'll have to schedule those. I think we're up to 25 or 30 more shows with you. We'll have to schedule those, get them on.
Well, I would love to come back, and I'd like to leave you with this thought, and your listeners with this thought, and that.
Oh no, I think we lost Chan just as she was about to tell us her thought. Yep, she's gone. Oh no, that's terrible. That's an extremely cruel twist of fate from Skype.
Your producer, will try to get her back before you sign off.
All right, well, wonderful. And in the meantime, you can find out more about Chan and her work at shanvanderleek.com. You can find out especially about the book, Life on Your Terms. Great book, really good read. You can find out more about that and the group coaching offer she was talking about at lifeonyourtermsbook.net. And find out, get resources about taming your anxiety at anxietyslayer.com. Now, please visit fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. You can book a reading. You can sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter and much more. And here to close the show with her special thought is Chan Vanderleek.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Well, I'm back to say that it's never too soon nor too late to follow your passion.
Oh, that was worth coming back for. Thank you very much. That's great.
Thank you, Shan, very much.
Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
To attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world.
Transformation Talk Radio.